Okay, so let's continue on. So last time we started Oistal Oishei. We started Oishei in Tar Yud. So let's just I guess Chazer quickly we'll see that piece again. So Nachmal. So again, Rav Nachman is setting up for us this contrast between Tzadiki Emes that are able to daven, they're the Mahalach of Tikkun, that their Aris and Kalim are, you know, are working together and so on, in their unique relationship of Aris and Kalim. Whereas on the other side, you have the, so to speak, the Bali Gaiva. That's what you're talking about, the Bali Gaiva that think they could daven, but really not, and with Sigufim and all these things, but really Aris and Kalim are not really being integrated in a state of Tayu. Okay, and again, the midah that he kept on, you know, sort of defining them with was with gaiva. That's that was the nekud that he kept on saying. Okay, so let's see. V'eitzah yutz lebaha gaiva. So what is the eitzah for the bal gaiva? So now, even before he gets the eitzah, he says a little bit deeper what the nekud is. She avoy de zara. He says this nekud of gaiva is ultimately avoy de zara. So again, this is again, you know, the Avodah Zarah is a classic idea in the Svarin that we have, you know, the two, just like we had by that starts the difference. You have Anoich v'Leilecha, and everything else is commentary. So you have Aseis and Lois Aseis. So too in the world of the other side of the Klipa, also you have like two Rashi Yitzer, and it's called two heads of the Yitzhara. So you have Taiva, Arayas and Avodah Zarah. Those are the two sort of heads. And so for Yitzhara you have for Arayas and so on. That's one head, and Avodah Zarah is the other. So Avodah Zarah is that root from which ego, gaiva, and kas, and ritzicha, everything comes from that place of ego. Like he said before, that the category of bal gaiva, the statement that they have, the proclamation chves, is called Ano Emlech, I will be king. So that's the bechina of Avodah Zarah. So what's the Eitzah? The Iker is for them to become close to Tzadikim. Now, this is ironic because he said before that they're not interested in the example he was the, you know, to have Tzadikim daven for them. That is not something that they were interested in. But Afal Pikin, through them being close to Tzadikim, the influence of the Tzadik will be able to help them and to affect them. Similar to what we spoke about, I think, last week already, by the post-Shachar Shir, talking about in Sefer Shoftim, the meaning of an Armakif and an Arpnimi. So sometimes you could have influence in two different ways. A person can be influenced by someone, you know, being mashpia to them in an Arpnimi, in an inner light, you know, through Torah and talking to them directly, and a person is receiving. The other way is through an Armakif, just being in someone's presence, you know, has a way of sort of softening that person, and there could be hashpa in a way that the receiver of the hashpa doesn't even know about it, and maybe isn't even interested. But there's a hashpa that's from an armakif. So just being close to tzaddikim to a certain degree, even if it's against the will of the person, it'll have hashpa. That not necessarily is that the tachlis, but through that softening of being in the presence of a tzaddik, then the person will then become, sort of open enough to then receive, in a inner, more conscious way, the light of the tzaddik. Kuvuv b'tikunim. So says Rav Nachman. So and how do I know that the eitz of the bal gaiva is for them to become close to a tzaddik? Because it says in the Tikkuni Zohar, Bisrua, again related to this time of year, it talks about the sound of the shofar, the trua, the iu rucha. The Zohar says that the trua is a ruach, it's a wind. So is aver el acher, that the wind, the sound, the ruach of a trua removes is aver, it gets rid of el acher. El acher is of the Zohar, foreign god, which again he already said is the root of bal gaiva. So okay, what is this ruach, the ruach of a trua? The tzaddik who bechinas rucha, and the tzaddik is this ruach. K'mashakasav ish asher ruach boy, as Moshe Rabbeinu Davin, that the next leader who would be Yeshua ben Nun, who is certainly a tzaddik, is defined as Ish Asher Ruach Boy, the person that has the spirit, has the wind within him. And again, like we mentioned this last time, this the pshat of Ish Asher Ruach Boy, Rashi says, means the tzaddik is someone that's able to be hoylich k'neged ruchei shel kol echad v'echad, that understands what each yid. What each yid needs, and so on. Again, which is the opposite of gaiva. Gaiva is the nature of gaiva is that you don't see other people. All the person knows is what they want and what they need, and they're the center of the universe. The whole idea of ish asher ruach boy, that the person understands and has the intuition of knowing what other people need, it means that the person is focused on other people, and the person is bottled to other people. Like I mentioned this, I mentioned that, you know what we say on Shabbos morning. Yismach Moshe Rabbeinu Nizchalki and so on. Ki Eved Neman Karas Eloi. Right? The Moshe Rabbeinu is called an Eved Neman, a trusted servant. What's the pshat? Trusted servant to who? So some pshat is to Hashem. Eved Neman. He's an Eved Neman to Hashem. The Arizal, the way the Arizal teaches that line of davening is no. Eved Neman means an Eved Neman to the Jewish people. And that's there's even a line like the Chazal said that Moshe said to Yeshua, you think I'm giving you I'm giving you avdus. So Ish Asher Ruach Boy. So again, this is the. That's why even the ruach that the Zohar is referring to is a trua, right? There's obviously this tekiah, and there's a trua. What's the difference between a tekiah and a trua? Tekiah means a straight sound that's more tekifus with strength, right? Showing a sense of confidence. What's a trua? Trua is a broken sound. That's the bechina of a tzaddik, right? So a tzaddik that's completely humble within himself is able to then hear other people, and that's his ruach boy. So this balgaiva, just being in the orbit of a tzaddik who's like that, and tzaddik as botel, will you know it'll be mashpi on him, and he'll become softened by that experience. That's what the Zohar said, that the ruach, which is the tzaddik now, is aber. Elacher rejects this alien god. In other words, the opposite of gaiva. The nasa mi acher echad. Right. That's what Chazal already point this out. Right. That the word acher, the difference between acher and echad is just a little nakuda. So b'derech remes, that's what the Sfarim say, that the difference between elacher, a person who's living in that way of elacher, versus a person that's living in a way of kel echad, right, is whether they are a nakuda, right? If the person's a nakuda, then it could become, and even the letter dalet, right? Dalet means dal, it means empty, impoverished. That's the bechina of this ruach. Ki koitz da ois dalet. That's the thorn, the corner of the letter dalet. Shemenu arba ruchais, which again is connected also to the concept of ruach, which is in four directions. Meshakasav koim Hashem, the pasuk says, me arba ruchais boi haruach, that from the four directions the ruach comes. And again, v'zeh lashon trua, lashon teroyim b'shevet barzel. That's also the word trua, comes from the word of like to clap or to subjugate. Ki hum shaber ruach gavoya. Again, that's the irony that the true, which is humility, is actually very strong and powerful to subjugate a ruach gavoya, el acher, kfiris, and so on, avodah zarah. Okay, so that's what he says. Now he goes on, vav. We'll see if we'll make heads or tails of this. We'll see. We'll try to read the paragraph, and then maybe I'll go slow enough to the point of where I'm stalling to have to explain this. I don't know. Okay. And this is the inyan of dancing and clapping. Dancing and clapping, right? That's, if you remember, all the way in the very beginning, how do we start the Torah? So, an ois aleph, the very beginning of the Torah was, k'sheyesh chas v'shalom dinim al Yisrael, then when there's dinim, chas v'shalom, so they rekudim v'amchois kaf al kaf, nasam takas adinim. Through dancing and clapping, it's mamtik dinim. And then he started talking about this whole inyan of... and so on and so forth. He went on, but that's where it all started from. So now he's circling back to that. How so? Because clapping dancing and clapping and so on comes from the ruach of the heart. This ruach. As you see it, Kadei simcha salev, umarakid umaka kaf al kaf. Through dancing and clapping, that's an expression of joy. The expression of simcha in the heart. Ukumuva b'tikunim. And the truth is that tikunim says, v'hai rucha nasha b'shis pirkin d'raya b'shis pirkin d'shoikin. That this ruach, again, what we were saying before, the true and so on, it blows. It sort of flows into the six parts of the arm, six parts of the legs, right? Each arm is three parts, so it's six altogether for the arm, six for the legs. And that's clapping and that's dancing. So this ruach, when the heart is full, the heart, when there's a ruach that's coming from the heart and it's filling the heart, the arms and the legs, and the person dances, and that's called simcha. Yeah, by Yaakov Avinu, it says in Pasuk, V'yisa Yaakov es raglov. After he has the dream, with the ladder, the whole mice in the beginning of Parshas Vayetzei, so it says in Pasuk, V'yisa Yaakov es raglov, Yaakov picks up his feet and he goes to Charan, picks up his feet. He goes to Charan, I mean. So that's the Chazal say over there, that the Besur Taiva, the good news that he had, the Chalom Taiva, the good dream that he had, gave him Simcha. And when a person's B'Simcha, then Libay Nas es raglov, it says in the Chazal, that his heart, that's now full of joy, picks up his feet. So he sort of goes on his own almost. Again, this ruach, which Rav Nachman again in this piece is now identifying as being associated with the heart, which is activated and is clear by, sort of present by simcha. So that fills the arms and the feet. That's called rikud and that's called dancing. So haino adei tzaddik. That's through the tzaddik. Shubachinas ruach kanal. So in other words, again, putting those together, Hanadeya tzaddik, through the tzaddik, Shubachinas ruach kanal, which is the ruach, as you said before, and it's batul ha-gaiva. It undermines gaiva. K'meshakosav, al tevieni regal gaiva, that I shouldn't, the Pasuk Davin Mal says, I shouldn't be brought to the feet of gaiva. Which again, and the opposite of that is the ruach of the tzaddik, which uplifts the feet, and this undermines Avay the Zarek, Meshakasav, Varachatsu Raglechem, wash your feet, says in Pasuk, after the whole Maisa with the destroying the city of Shechem. So Yaakov Inu says, then wash your feet, and Chazal says, Avay the Zalilim, that to get rid of all the Avay the Zarek that you might have, that you might not realize and you might have in all of the things that you've conquered. So Richatsu Raglechem, Rachatsu Raglechem, wash your feet, means to get rid of Avay the Zarek. Ukish and Asala Haraglin, Ade Rikudim. So this is what's going on. So you have the ruach filling the heart. Again, we find this many places in Chazal that the heart is associated with ruach. So when this ruach, which is the bechin of the tzaddik, is filling the heart, and from there, as we saw, it flows into the arms and befrat the feet. So then that expresses itself with a lightness, with a simcha, and that's called dancing and clapping. B'chinis nasa liba yisraglav, b'chinis bat v'agayva hainu v'adizara, and ha'idezen and takum adinim, and then judgments are softened. Ki kol zman sheisha v'adizara ba'ilam, if there's a v'adizara in the world, chayra enath ba'ilam, it means there's anger in the world, the Gemara says, the Medrash says. U'kish nasabra v'adizara, so now when there's no v'adizara, which again is associated with a lack of this ruach, associated with the feet in particular, but now the feet, the ruach comes and lightens the feet, and so on. So nisaber charinaf, it gets rid of this anger. And instead of the din, which is associated with avodah zarah being in the world, now there's chesed. Vazaraglim hebe b'chinas ragli chesidav, and now the feet fakir. Now the feet are associated with bringing chesed to the world. Ragli chesidav, yishma. Right? Haynu b'chinas chesedim. That's why it's from the Arizal that Chazdei David is a reference to the feet, Hanemanim that are trusted, Hanemanim Dafka. Kinizbat lo haminas vakfir, so the opposite of Gaiva, the opposite of Avodah Zarah, which is Emunah. Just like this is true for the feet with dancing, this is also true with the hands. Gamza b'chinas hamchalas kaf. This is also true with clapping. Kaidei haruach, through this wind. So again, that's what the Rav Nachman went on. Again, he first started talking about that this wind is associated with enlivening the hands and the feet, which is expressed through clapping and dancing, but then he's more focused on the feet, right? That the feet is associated, when it's not enlivened, so to speak, when they're heavy and so on, it's associated with Avodah Zarah. As Yaakov Avinu said, Rachtzu Ragleichem, to get rid of Avodah Zarah. And it's associated, therefore, with Midas Hadin, with difficulty, as the Pasuk says, Ragleha Yardis Mavis, that the feet descend into death. But that's all when there's no Ruach, and when there's Gaiva, and the feet are therefore heavy. But Fakert, when there's a Ruach, which is the Tzaddik, and so on, then the feet are enlivened with that Ruach. And then the feet, Fakert, are a source of Chesed, of Chazdi, David, Hanemanim. Just like that's with the feet, that's also with the hands. Kamashakasav, as it says in Pasuk, Kol Doidi Daifik. Daifik Zebachinus Ruach. That's the wind. That's the wind. The Daifik means like sort of pulsing and moving. Zebachinus Ruach. Kemuv B'tikunim. The Samech Lei. So Kol Doidi Daifik is a reference to having this, the heart, having this Ruach, which now he associates with Daifik, which simply means the pulse. So you see, this wind is not obviously, it's not a physical wind, but it's sort of a movement. So that movement that, again, we just, where Marach cleans out the feet, so to speak, from its heaviness and replaces the Midas Hadin with Chesed, which physically is associated with dancing. That's the Simcha that comes. So the same thing it is with the hands. Kol Yidayfik means that there's ruach, that the heart is pumping properly, and there's a ruach, there's a movement, and so on. V'samichlei, and the pasuk then says doidi shalach yaday min achar, that the hand now is outstretched. Zebuchina says galus ha'aras ha'yidayim, which means the sort of the revelation of the kayach of the hand. Ha'inim chisam hamchas kaf, which is now clapping. Huh? There you go. Now we understand. and with this, Avodah Zarah is now batal. Hayinu akfiris. So again, just like Avodah Zarah was shayach to the feet when it's heavy without a ruach, so the same thing it is with the hands when it's without a ruach. But now that it has a ruach and it's moving and so on, doidi shalach yadu menachar. So now fakert, it's the opposite of Avodah Zarah. Zebuchinus v'hi yadu v'muna, that his hands were faithful. So you have Chazdei David HaNemanim, you have Yihi Yad of Emunah. All of this is the opposite of Avodah Zarah, which is the root of Gaiva, the opposite of the El Acher. And this is all because this is all the Bechin of the Tzaddik, Ish Asher Ruach Boi. So that Ruach, this movement of the heart and so on, and even it's a, you know, even on a simple, you know, as I said before, Ish Asher Ruach Boi on a Pshat level means to understand what everyone needs. So the Pasuk says in Mishlei, something like this. Mikol Mishmar Nitzar Li Becha, from all things to protect your heart. Ki mimenu toitzos chayim, because from the heart comes life. From the heart comes life. So Chazal say that the meaning of that is that everything, I think Rav Nachman Taka has a Torah about this. Rav Nachman's Torah about this, that everything that's going on in the body is rooted in the heart. So you take care of the heart, everything else will sort of take care of itself. And so, Isha Shiruch Boy, this association of Isha Shiruch Boy, meaning that you chop everyone that's, you know, everything that's going on with everyone else, and it being associated with having a pulsating, a starka heart, it's the same thing. Because the heart means, the heart knows what's going on with everyone else. Evanem across Allah. Yeah, he chaps the matzav of Klal Yisro, because that's who he is. He's the heart. So it's like if it's just v'yad v'muna. Okay, just a few minutes before I did it, I stalled long enough. So the one nekuda that I think you see, I guess we'll see next week. Maybe we'll try to figure this out more with clapping. We'll see as the Torah goes on. But one nekuda that you do see is interesting, which is that the what Rav Nachman is doing now is that he just made an association. These two categories between the tzaddik, who's now with humility and bittul and so on, and integrating Aris and Kalem, that all the like we said last time, all the Madregas that he's ascending, which is Aris, he's not trying to go up, he's trying to bring it down, because he's humble, and he's trying to bring it into his Kalem, and he recognizes his deficiencies. V'chul v'chul, that contrast between humility and Gaiva, he's associating as a contrast between Simcha and sadness. That's really what's going on over here. Because this Hamchas Akaf is clapping and dancing, and so on, it's associated with Simcha. And so this is a major nakuda, which is that Gaiva, the Baal Gaiva, is miserable. The Baal Gaiva is sad. Sadness is associated with Gaiva. Now, it's interesting because, you know, maybe in a superficial way, one would say the opposite. The Gaiva, he's full of self-confidence, and you know, he's walking around, the whole world is created for him. So if there's anyone that should be happy, it's you. He's the Baal Bas of everybody, right? Whereas the Anav is humble, he's just thinking about other people and so on. He should be Tzavrach. It's fakert. The root of sadness is Avodah Zarah. The root of sadness is again, this is why entering into the Tekufa of Rosh Hashanah, why is there a Midas Hadin in Tishrei? Why is the Avodah Bimamtik Dinim? The answer is because the root of Dinim comes from separation. The creation of the world was the greatest moment of separation. What was before creation? Where was reality before creation? Well, where was reality before creation? It was part of Elikos. It was part of Ein Sof. It was part of infinity. So what's creation? Creation is not... creation, to a certain degree, is really just separating, you know, reality from its root in Ein Sof. That's separation. That's sad. That's Midas Adin. That's Midas Adin. What's Midas Adin? Midas Adin is like... Adin means... I'm not going there, right? Putting a line in the sand, this is Aser, this is like, that's Midas Adin. The whole Metzias of reality comes from Din. So that's why there's Midas Adin during this time. And this is why there's always like two approaches towards this time. Again, I mentioned this many times, but one approach is sort of to acknowledge the Din and to sort of deal with it from within. But another way is to be mamtik those dina besimcha, right? Because again, that's the idea. So the separation, which is midas hadin, which causes sadness because now reality is sort of sad from being disconnected from where it comes from, is associated with also gaiva and of a desire. Because now that reality is separate from where it comes from, now it can think of itself as an independent entity. So this phenomenon of being separate from where one comes from is itself the root of Gaiva, the root of Avodah Zarah, and the root of sadness. It's all the same thing. So that's what Nachman is setting up for us. These two categories of Gaiva versus humility, of those that think they can daven, but those that really can daven, is the difference between sadness and simcha. So the Avodah of, that's what he's saying over here, that the hamtoka, the softening of those judgments, and bimamtik those dinim, is through bringing out simcha. Okay, Bezer Hashem, like I mentioned, again, from many tzaddikim, that by tzaddikim, the avodah of this time was, to a certain degree, sort of embracing the Midas Hadin in a certain sense, which again is nuanced, and Bezer Hashem, as we move forward, we'll try to figure this out. But at the same time, is about doubling down on the avodah of the Mamtik Dinim, which is the simcha rabba. Okay, Bezer Hashem, we should only experience simchas.